This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials are reacting to a joint statement on Tuesday by China and Russia on the war in Ukraine from Moscow, where Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks with his host, Russian President Vladimir Putin. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House on Tuesday said there is nothing from the talks and agreement between the Chinese and Russian leaders that gives hope the war in Ukraine is going to end anytime soon.
They should urge President Putin to cease bombing cities, hospitals, and schools, to stop the war crimes and the atrocities, and end the war today.
Kirby added that while China should not be considered a neutral party, the United States has seen no indication the Chinese are poised to provide the Russians with lethal weapons. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was in Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kishida began a surprise visit to Ukraine early Tuesday, hours after Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in neighboring Russia for a three-day visit. The dueling summits come as the long-time rivals are on diplomatic offensives. Kishida's surprise trip to Ukraine comes just hours after he met with Indian President Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Kishida, who's chairing the Group of Seven summit in May, is the only G7 leader who hasn't visited Ukraine and was under pressure to do so at home. He's expected to offer continuing support for Ukraine when he meets with Zelensky. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ethiopia and Eritrea on Tuesday rejected U.S. State Department claims that their armies and others had committed war crimes in